This radio, the Upton Voice, it's all about you.
Yes, that is right. This is the Lunchbox right here on Unisa Radio, the African Voice. You know it is all about you. You know, exams are every student's topic during this time of the year. And some, you know, it's the first time writing exams with the University of South Africa. Some have a few experience studying with Unisa, but that does not stop or prevent all the students from being stressed about exams. Joined in studio, I am with Kabelo and Itumeleng from the Trainee Career Guidance Practice from the Directorate for Counsel and Career Development right here on Unisa. Good afternoon and welcome to Unisa Radio.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Are you guys good?
No, all is
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
Great. Okay, to start this conversation, how would you simply define anxiety?
You see, anxiety is the feeling of uneasiness or uncomfortability because of perhaps a certain environment or because of a certain encounter with something. That feeling of uneasiness, that's anxiety.
And also not being calm and fear of unknown. It could be also one of the things of anxiety.
So what is the common cause of anxiety to students?
Like now, it's exam time. And you see, one of the things that happens now during exam is that students get to fail. No, thinking that I'm not prepared enough. No, maybe I'll fail. Oh, I had to go through chapter 17. I didn't go through chapter 17. And all those things. Those are the feelings that we have. You see, these emotions of thinking that you're going to fail. And there's... Now there are symptoms of you sometimes feel that you feel nauseous and sometimes you shake also and sometimes you feel butterflies.
Yes.
You like it's exam day and you have butterflies and all. Those are the feelings that are there, especially during exam time.
And also, as Kabelo has mentioned, the fear of failure, irrespective of how many times you've written the exams, you know, how many times you went and write the exam, you always have that fear of, am I going to pass this certain module, even though the previous other modules you have passed also.
So during this period, how can students overcome anxiety?
It's tricky to really say we can have a prescribed way to deal with anxiety because different people react differently to the exam.
Yeah.
So it would be effective that one think about what's that one thing that calms you down. You see, because now there can be a Katleho and Sune. You find that Sune during exam she's fine. Even though perhaps she didn't prepare enough, but she's saying, you know what, I'm just going to do my best. And there is Kabelo. Kabelo seems to be having to be anxious about the exam. One thing that you should think about during that time is to know, what is it that I know? What is that one thing that I can just get into the exam and just do my best? When I get there, I do what I have to do for me to pass the exam. Because this thing comes down to how did you prepare for exam, what are some of the things that you should think about now that since I'm writing exam, what are the things that I should do to make me to be confident for me to get a right exam? Because some of the things that also cause exam anxiety, it's not preparing enough, because it comes down to what, to confidence. Were you able to prepare enough for you to be able to write your exam? Yes. Did you have enough time? Were you procrastinating? Do you see, there are a lot of things that are involved.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things
Instagram.
Involved. Yeah.
Studying vibes.
Yeah.
You see?
And to add also on, Kabelo, you know, every exam period you get stressful. It's normal and it's common. Also, one way you can do to calm down the anxiety is just breathe. There are many technique breaks that you can think of, but also you can breathe and also try to relax. As much as Kabelo has mentioned about you've studied enough, you've prepared enough, so this is what I'm going to do in the exam. Just relax and also have positive thinking. Stop with, you know what, I'm going to fail this module. So have that positive mindset that I'm going to make it.
stop the negativity.
Yeah, think positively.
So I wanted to ask, does eating healthy or having a good meal before exam, can that help in reducing anxiety?
You see, it is very much important that you eat well. And with coming to the issue of diet, if you drink a lot of caffeine, caffeine now makes your heart to beat very fast. So caffeine adding to anxiety, it's something else altogether. Because you perhaps may feel overwhelmed because you've now consumed something that is making your heart to beat fast.
Yeah.
So you should think about what is that one thing that I can just eat. Maybe you can eat fruits. Avoid eating heavy food, like eating a lot of starch before going to exam. Like, then you eat that, and then you get to the exam. Then it's something else. Yeah. So it's very much important that you drink a lot of water, and then you eat carbohydrates, and then you also what is very much important, just drink a lot of water and eat a lot of fruits. That's what's important.
And also have enough sleep. You know, you need to sleep even though you are writing tomorrow. Adding on the diet, also your wellness in terms of how much time you've rested. Because you find that even though you've eaten but you're not well rested, you might find you get into the exam room and you have the mind block and you can't think of anything that you've studied. And also having mind blocked and being confused, it is one sign of the exam anxiety.
So is there any information or maybe a message that you would like to pass to our students who are writing exams at this time?
For me, I would say that go to the exam and do your best. And we understand that you might be feeling anxious, and anxiety is part of it all. We also have this feeling of uncertainty if then we would be able to pass or if we would be able to tackle the exam. But it's very much important, just get to the exam, take a deep breath, and do what you have to do.
Do your best.
Yeah, because it's not the first time you write an exam. You've been writing exam for the past 10 years of your life. So just get there, do your best, and just let what you have now produce the pass that you want. Even perhaps the anxiety will even drive you to even getting a distinction, because a certain level of stress can be a motivator and can allow you to work more effectively. So you should think about that.
And also, as Gabriel has mentioned, go out there, do your best. And also, you know what? You have written the exam, and what happens after you have written the exam, whoever mark your script, it's up to them. So when I just relax and also have positive turn a statement and think about the impact of why you wanted to study this certain course.
And on the next exam, I would encourage students that make time to study, and now allow yourself to talk to someone. If then you are feeling anxious, maybe now today, and you are writing tomorrow at 8:30, talk to somebody about the anxiety that you're feeling. Just say, you know what, this is how I feel and all that. And from the conversation, you might find that even the anxiety is not as real as you make it to be. Because sometimes we find as people, we are scared of things that are not even there. And from the conversation that you would have, talk to your pastor, talk to your friend, talk to a counselor. You're welcome to come to counseling here at UNISA. We can have a conversation about the anxiety that you're feeling. And immediately it overwhelms you. That's when it is a challenge. But at times it is just something that is there. We are afraid of this exam that is even sweet.
Yeah.
It's a sweetheart.
Fear of the unknown or fear of failure.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for your time. Is there anything that you'd like to say, Ed?
Good luck to all those who are writing.
Just go and write. Go and do your best.
Give it your all.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Okay.
That was Kabelo and Itumeleng, who are from the DCCD right here at UNISA. And we were talking about dealing with exam anxiety. It is still the lunchbox here at UNISA Radio. Let's pause right here.
UNISA Radio on Twitter @UNISA Radio.